I'm Pam Majumdar, and you're listening to Better Late. This month, Better Late is featuring mini episodes to inspire your training and goals for 2022. We'll be back with full episodes in February. On this mini episode, UCLA choreographer BJ Das talks about working on your performance as an adult gymnast. You can listen to the full interview on episode 23.
For adult gymnasts, I just want to encourage everyone that whether you're doing compulsory or an optional routine, you can still find ways to let your personality come out and you can still perform to the best of your ability. You might not have the freedom of movement if you're doing a compulsory routine, but I still do think there's ways to like make that choreography stand out regardless. And then, yeah, I've worked with a ton of college gymnasts that come in who are really uncomfortable, you know, think they're not good at dancing or they're not comfortable smiling yet. And that's something that's not really encouraged or enforced like in elite or high level gymnastics. Like they just need to get through their skills. And, you know, some coaches I think emphasize it more than others, but a lot of people were brought up to just like do pretty moves and poses and then great tumbling. And there wasn't a whole lot of like life in between. And so I've had to spend a lot of time with those athletes. And I think the first thing is always like building their confidence and making sure that I'm giving them choreography that they feel like they can execute. And so that might be simplifying something or changing something or asking them, you know, does it feel better to do it with a straight leg or bent leg or just like little details that make them like kind of a little bit in control of what they're doing, feeling like they have a say in it. And then another thing is like working on your face. And
it's, I'm so glad you brought that up because I that's something I always wonder when I take dance classes. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with my face?
I always like, you know, facials are funny because like even in the dance competition world, like you certainly don't want to have a forced like facial expression when you're performing. You want it to come out naturally because that's how you're feeling. And so like when I first started dancing, actually, like my teacher really wasn't on us about our face. And I just more learned by watching others that I liked. Like I watched dancers that I look up to a lot, especially when I first started out. And I think even in gymnastics, it was the same. I would watch floor routines that I loved, you know, whether that was some Russian Olympian or that was, you know, Dominique Mucianu or somebody like I would watch athletes that I loved, whether they were in college or elite, and I would watch dancers that I loved, and I would pay attention to so many little details of what made them great. And it wasn't just the big tumbling passes. Like I would watch the way that their eyes, you know, looked to the side or sparkled or looked at a judge or something. And so those are things that like I always wanted to embody. And then you just have to like really take that risk, you know, of you might feel a little stupid at first when you start, like you've never used your face in your life. And then suddenly you're like, okay, I'm going to bring this routine to life. How do I do it? You literally just have to get uncomfortable and you have to make yourself do it because you want to make your performance a priority. And I think the difference between like a good floor routine and a great floor routine is that those athletes make their choreography and their performance a priority. And it doesn't just come naturally to all of them. And I think it's easy to see in the meet setting when you're seeing great floor routines that like, oh, they, you know, it's so easy for them. For a lot of them, it's not. Like a lot of them have still had to put in, some of them have a lot of natural ability, but they've still really had to put in work. And even with the best of the best dancers that I've worked with in the gymnastics world, I'm still on them all the time about fixing details. And so they never settle either. They're always trying to strive to be their best performer. So I would say like the biggest thing is to allow yourself to get uncomfortable and then to also rehearse full out with your choreography. Like there's to me no point, especially in a floor routine, like that's the easy part, right? So if you're doing a dance through, just go full out. Use your face every time in the gym so that when you're at a meet and you have that extra adrenaline, then you're going to light up even more.
Thanks for listening to this quick episode of Better Late.